If you are behind the wheel right now or plan to be anytime soon, you will want to hear this story. A federal appeals court yesterday overturned new regulations that govern how many hours truckers can drive. The court sided with consumer and safety groups that had argued the new rules would increase driver fatigue and lead to more crashes. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The new rules on the books since January are the first such changes regulating driver hours since 1939. The rules increased the number of hours drivers could drive each day from 10 to 11 hours, but they also lengthened the break between shifts. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit found the new regulations arbitrary and capricious. The three-judge panel said the federal agency that wrote the rules failed to take into account the health of drivers, as the law requires. The court ruling has some drivers confused. Mike Russell is a spokesman for the American Trucking Associations.
The calls are, you know, which rule are we under, the new rule or the old rule? I mean, are my drivers driving 10 hours today or 11 hours today or resting 8 hours or resting 10 hours?
The federal agency that wrote the regulations, it's part of the Transportation Department, has 45 days to decide whether to appeal or go back to the drawing board. Russell says he's hoping for a quick resolution.
We anticipate, because this is a, in effect, narrowly defined issue having to do with driver health, that they, you know, we'll get to work quickly and fix the situation.
Public safety groups don't think it will be that easy to fix. The court took issue with many provisions in the rules. For instance, it questioned why the government decided not to require electronic black boxes to record drivers' hours. The court characterized some of the government's reasoning as dubious and questionable. Joan Claybrook, president of the consumer group Public Citizen, called the ruling a rebuke to the federal government and a victory for the driving public.
It's a very tough decision.
Bill McLeod, a Transportation Department spokesman, said the government believes the new rules promoted safety. He stressed that the rules required longer breaks between driving shifts.
By expanding the number of hours of off-duty time, we felt it was a step forward for safety.
Nearly 5,000 people were killed in accidents with big trucks last year. Most of those who died were in other vehicles on the road. The safety group cited a host of studies that showed driver fatigue rises after 8 hours of driving. Studies also show the risk of crashes rises dramatically between the 10th and 11th hour of driving. But spokesman Mike Russell of the trucking industry doesn't agree.
We can produce studies that dispute that. So, I mean, it's the Washington game of my study's better than your study.
Still, Russell said it's important for the government to clarify the rules soon. The industry is already coping with trouble finding enough drivers to fill the seats of its long-haul trucks. Now this. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.